and eat. Thus you test on the case. And the top of the onion. Or maybe it's the last word and that you test on the dollar. And this, what is refresh your memory? We had two shilas that were asked from the Zayda. One shayla was, Aysam Abakas, the Rishus Haramim, the Ezeza, the Ezeza. Speaking about a case of Torah, is Torah's Chayet, the Rishus Haram. Now, the Torah, the Daminah, the Chayet, is to have the same thing to have a Shlumay Torah, and the amount that is being paid, it could be a Zuchus, I feel my terror, that is higher than the Lord, and the Shisharam. I do my terror, that I know who is good. Since the Eskamaz is Zuchus, that the terror of the regular is terror. On my way, Mustadra, terror of the regular. It's Mustadra, that if you look at the Eskamaz, the Mazis is a Mazis of Zuchus, and a regular person in the Shusharam. Then a second Shaila was asked, now, what is, if we might as it was Bershusharam, but the mice and the child, the Bahima was Bershusharam, but the head of the current Bershusharam. For that he answered, Omaloi, Akira, Ainkan, and Locha, Yoshkan, Akadu, the Yahia, even though the head is the Sayakaran, but the Maisa Amazic was done, Ramokin, as the Baal Abainis Potter. So therefore he held that you should be Potter and Potter, and then we had Kashif and Rabbi Zayde. It was mukhav that it is not like that. That if there was a maisa of tzreiras, the Shus HaRabim, and the hezek was the Shus HaYochid, with Ashokai. Now, ain't this is the last word on that Yitzhak Madavos. This whole fact of Rabbi Zelda is not a Yahoo. Rabbi Yochanan said a statement. The Gemara understood the statement is speaking about Tzreiras. There's no difference if it was done. Loi Lushus HaYochid, like the Chayim Tepei Chatzin Nezik, but Loi Lushus HaRach. My love, he is a Bushusarab, the Ezekiel Bushusarab. It means it does not matter where the hezek was done, where the hezek occurred. Ain chasin as a color, there's no difference with on Bushusarab or Bushusarab. So the Gemara says, Lord, he is a Bushusarab, the Ezekiel Bushusarab. That was Rabbi Yochanan said, there's no difference where the Maisa Hezek was done, the Maisa Mitzad the Behema was done, but Atokha, you only chayiv if the Hezek occurred the stay after in the Chosar HaMitzit, so you only chayiv it was the Tizo, the Shusaram, the Zika, the Shusayot. So the Gemara asks of Rabbi Zayde, Va'amrit Akira Einkan Hanokhe Yeshkan. He yourself has said that it is not Mistava that one should be chayv in such a case. Since Mistad, the Maisa, the Hamad, there is no Sibes Akir because it's Regal B'Shus HaRav. So why should there be a heel for the hezek that occurred with Shus HaYochid, and by my hotly the Ayyuk Chavote, that means in my, I hold that it is of the Shus HaRav, the Zik of the Shus HaYochid, Israel, you've mentioned But the lack really is here because the Malay Rayan, because the Chiyad is not on the Maisa Bahama, the Chiyad is on the Kayach of the Bahama, and the Kayach Bahama entered the Rishus Hayyotah. So the Malay, it doesn't matter where the Bahama kicks its prayer and what Rishus Bahama kicks its prayer, but the Chiyad is on the Kayach of Bahama, which enters the Rishus Hayyotah. So that's the hot reading. He bore his name. Now the Gemara says, if you want, perhaps from Rabbi Yochanan Bechlau, there's no problem whatsoever. Ki Oma Rabbi Yochanan Akev. Rabbi Yochanan is not at all speaking about Chodesh. He's speaking about Kevin. That's what Yochanan is saying. In Chatzin as a Choluk, Leila Shusayochan, Leila Shusaram. Does not matter if there was Kerem B'Shusarab or Kerem B'Shusayokas. In all Mekaymet, the Balabayna Sayyid Katsunet. Darasi Rashi, Bo'oma Rabbi Yochanan Lekamon Ba'al Birken, Kikoma Rabbi Yochanan Ein Katsunetzik Cholok Al Katsunetzik the Kerem Koma. He's not speaking about Chodes, he's speaking about Kerem. The Chsi Yechzun, the Chotzu, there is a careful emotion that it says, Gamamesh Yechzun, the Chotzu Seshere Chayr, Gamamesh Yechzun, so there is a, I wouldn't need theoretically, because it says, the Chotzu Seshere Chayr, Gamamesh, so I'll know that you pay Chatzinosh. So the Yechzun prays in me for telling us twice that you pay Chatzinetzit. Lafuki miman deporch lekamon v'loi teikeren v'shus arab m'chayev v'sklum v'kal v'chayim. Someone asked the kasha v'ayta, but someone asked the kasha further, let us make a kal v'chayim on Teren from Shein Beredo. Mado Shein Beredo. That Bishus and Nizik is Chayim Nezik Sholem. Acho Pikin Bishus Haram Mitzpot. So Teren, that Chayim Bishus and Nizik Chati Nezik, Avadi Gimit Bishus Haram Mitzpot. So here I'm Mida of a Talbo Chaymer that is coming to teach me that Teren should be Potter Bishus Haram a Talbo Chaymer from Shein Beredo. So that's why I need this capable emotion, the Chotzu and Yechzu, to tell me in all the Shuyas, including the Rishus Harav and Kerem Peis Chatzinezik. Aber Chatzinezik, the Tzreiris, Loyla Potter, the Rishus Harav, Rav Yechanan was never speaking about the Chatzinezik of Tzreiris, he's speaking about the Chatzinezik of Kerem. Look to Gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Yehuda Nesiye, the Rabbi Yoshaya, Akimo the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Nesiye and Rav Yoshaya were sitting by the porch of Rav Yehuda. Nochak Milse Libenayu. So they started discussing something. And what was the discussion? Kishkisha Biznovema. What is the din? If the behemoth was Makashkesh Biznovo, was wagging its tail, and through the Kishkush, it was mounted payment. What is the thing? Now let us see Rashi. Kishkisha Biznovo Mahu, Uchahu Uptura Bershusaram, a lot. So we learned the Rashi, so the Shaila was, is it Uchay, or is it not Uchay? Sashaila is Kishkush Biznova Uchay Anar Uchay. So, Lechayre Hastings, if it's Uchay, so it's Pata B'Shusaram, it's Lav Uchay, it's Meshume, so it's Chayy B'Shusaram, that's what Rashi says. Uchay Ptura, or Yloy, it's not Uchay, and it's Chayy, it's Kerem, you see? That was the Shaila. Omar Lei, Idach, so the other one answered him, בכי יחזנו בזנוב ובזעילה, הפסקתם את ההול בזנוב ובזעילה. זאת רעשי, בכי יחזנו פעלו בזנוב ובזעילה, באת היפוטר בשוסרה. Now, this Gemara is very interesting. He asked them a shayla, is it Ulchei, is it not Ulchei? He didn't answer the shayla. He avoided the shayla, and he said another statement. He didn't call it Ulchei, it's Ulchei, he said. So what should it be? He should hold the tail? So about they called to the Shusarab. That means, since we cannot demand from the Bailam to hold the tail, says Potter. So Lechayre, in other words, he's telling him, your Shaila is irrelevant. What should be? He should hold the tail. We can't expect the Bailam should hold the tail of the Bailam. Then Zicha Potter. Zichapot is not the chuyah to do that, so it's potter. Yeah. He hockey. So yes, the makashit. So what are you telling me? So let's review. So you're not going into my shayla. So you're saying it's irrelevant. Yoruch and it's okay, but he is then of his novel. The yelach. That can't be. Some of my yapata. The yachi karenami name. The chiyachzenu be karen viela. So also, it's not okay, but should he hold the karen? Just say that. Some of my so why is karen chayim b'shusaram? So the Gemara answers, hachi hashta, satsushta, karen lavuchayu, ho'uchay. Oh, all of a sudden, he avoids his kasha, now he goes back, and he says that this, this is Ulchei. Very modern, the Gemara is more than the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Gemiyach and the Ulchei, my Niboyla. So it's Ulchei, so what was the Shaila? We did before Rashi said that was the Shaila, was it Ulchei or not Ulchei? So the Gemara says, Kishkish Yisteva Niboyla. The clever Shaila who was a not normal Kishkish, the normal rate of a Kishkish of a Bahina, let's say, is 20 times a minute, and this was 40 times a minute, this was going pretty quick. But the Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is very unclear what's happening over there. So before we see the rest of Rashi, I'd like to say over a shot from the Nachas Rabbi. The Nachas Rabbi says as follows. Kishkish Yisayv, let's go backwards and then we'll try to figure out the Gemara. Kishkish Yisayv Lehavi Ulchei. Takanad Ulchei. That was the Shaila. This is not a normal Kishkish. 40 times a minute is not a normal Kishkish. Yeah! Look the Nachlus double. Even the Kishkish Stoma Ado Ulchei. 20 times a minute, that's Ulchei. In Cain, loy hoya loy lania shom kalo b'shusaram. So then, the person who left his kalo b'shusaram, he put them, the kalo were in a place, we're speaking about that the kalo were in a place with the wagging of the tail of the behemoth could be mazik them. And that was the story over here. Who wagging his tail was mazik his kalo. The Havalei Lochush Lekishkos Stomet. I mean, so why did you put your tail in the Shusarab? You don't hang this walk on the Shusarab. Shalayusku Al Yodo. So you should realize that the Behemoth wags his tail, so you put your tail up so they in the mocking that the tail will be magic and came. Lachain, zegt de Nachlus David, afilu im hizika bekishkish yeseyer, nami leslon bo. So, what gave me on, that's 40 times a minute. The aim loy l'shaimro mikish l'shtot. That means like this. He's not mechuyev for 20 times a minute. He's not mechuyev to hold on to the tail. Because forget, you had no right to put your tail on there. This is a normal procedure. Let's face facts of life. People take behemoths in the Rishus Haram. That's how we transport behemoths from one place to another place. They go into the Rishus Haram. And a behemoth wags his tail. So these are facts of life. So who tells you to put Canaan in such a mocking that'll be genetic from the kishkish of the behemoth? So therefore, if you have no right to put it there, that means, or you're putting it there on your own achayas. I mean, I'm not machuyev. Since you should have realized that the Hamas walked into the Rishus Haram, and the Mekashkish Biznavom, so Memele, I'm not mechuyev to hold the tail of my behemoth. So Memele, so this is a normal occurrence. So you should not put it there. So now is Makashkas 40 times a minute. So what? The timer to you is if you put a keli the mocking shekishkas hazono could be mazik. So it's on your chai. Look to Nachlas though. When he asked him the shaila, he didn't answer him the hada uche. Yes, that was the shaila. The shaila asked him. Alum the Shishayl. The Shayl asked the Shayl, he said, not Uche. And he held that if you'll be Mavada, me, this Shayl, so I'll know the Halacha. You just tell me this Shayl. The Halacha, I'll figure out myself. Because he didn't answer him that question, because the Bam is Haina Uche. It's not Uche. So I'll tell you it's not Uche, you'll say goodbye and you'll start costuming your chayiv. So that's why I didn't tell you that it's Uche, because Allah is not Uche. And I didn't tell you it's not Uche either, because I'll tell you it's not Uche. So you'll jump to conclusion, so it's chayiv ushusarav. Rak ochikoma. I answered you a different tether. L'chi yechazenu. Let me ask you by an Uche de kizoma. By an uche de kizono, the aimer l'shamra mekishkish. That means I'm not mechuyev to watch my behemer from kishkish, because this is uche. So I'm not mechuyev to make sure that my behemer should not be mekashkish novoy. L'kach, iyuhu de poshe, b'mashe niyashom kelev. That, forget about. Famous walking in Rishus Haram, they wag their tails, and these are in Yonim which normally occur. So Mele, you have no right to put your kelim there and expect to get paid for it. But the kach, afilu im kishkish b'yosa, nami less lombo. So afilu is mekashkish more in the taruchet. But you should not put your kelim there because of kishkush tome. So yes, then. So what are you telling me? You're telling me it's not uche. But I'm not mechuyev to pay because who told you to put your kelim there? So he asked him, so he decides to say that Kevin also the same thing. So what are you telling me now? You're telling me that really it's La Uche, But who told you to put your Caleb there? So Sebek Kenan also the same thing. It's not Ruchay. So Ibadi answered him, Kenan lav Ruchay klau. Kenan is not Ruchay. Ulatach loy hoyo loy lizoyer mizek klau. Ochem chayilama. That means, Kenan is not Ruchay, period. The mazik of Kenan is not Ruchay. So memele, so when the Nizik brought his behemoths in the Rishus HaRabim, he had no inkling that the shale behind him is all of a sudden you get into a temper and go and gore at the shale. He had no such thing. So memele, he was walking in the Rishus HaRabim. And there's no time you should have expected it. Okay, why should I expect it? So therefore, the mazik is chayim. Here we only, the whole tenet is that the nizik should have realized that this will occur. So Mamela, who told you to put your kalim there? So don't moan for me. That is by the wagging of a tail, because this is a normal occurrence. Famous have tails. They wag their tails. They walk into the Rishus HaRabim. We can't be mechayev the Baal HaBehemah to hold the tail of his behemoth. So these are all facts of life. So who told you to put your kalim there? You put it there. So memele, it's your achai. It's not mechayev. So memele, I feel there was a kishkush yaseira. So what's a kishkush yaseira? So instead of 20 times a minute, it was 40 times a minute. So what? That's not normal. 100%. It was going like a jet propeller. Whatever, it's good. So it's not normal. It's not ulchei. But al koponim, it seems, and the not was dovid al koponim, the hezik that occurred could be expected if it's going slowly. I mean, it wags its tail. We're not speaking about it goes in different directions. Kishkish, you're saying it means it's wagging more quickly than normally. So there's more chances it will hit it. But al koponim, since this is a metzius that normally occurs, the Rishus HaRabim, the Hamas walk the Rishus HaRabim, they have tails, they wag their tails, and we cannot expect the Bailam to hold the tail of the of his behemoth. So therefore, you have to take care of your things. Don't mum the mazik. Don't stick yourself in front of the mazik and say you packed. No, you shouldn't have done it. Masha ain't came. So the Gemara's house was, wagging the tail is ulchei. The act of wagging the tail is ulchei. This wagging is like not ulchei. But wagging the tail is who told you to bring your kalim in the Rishus HaRabim? So Mamela and Potter, even though Lemaise the Hezek came about through not Ulchei Lika wagging. This is 40 times a minute. But Karen is Lab Ulchei. Karen is Tams Vomba Cheske Shimokai. So Mamela, so you can't come to the Nizik and tell him, why did you bring your shirt into the Rishus HaRabim? Why brought my shirt into the Rishus HaRabim? I should think that shirt can all of a sudden get angry and go on my shirt. It's Mustafa Famir. So there's no time on the Nizik. The Nizik did not expect it. So therefore, the Mazik is Chayim. Abul Hochi Ilchu Iluchay B'Kishkush Stomit. Wenn kein neue Leute soll mir stehen, Kischkisch, noch ein Äppel im Kischkisch, bei euch sind am Ilas Lombo. So, mit Meile, so let us just go over again the Gemara, the way the Nachlas told it says, got the Gemara. And then we'll see in the Loshen of Rashi. Kischkisch ob is no Bamal. So, the Shaila was, Kischkisch Yisayla. And the Shaila was posed, is this Ulchei or not Ulchei? The Shoyal held, that's the criteria. If it's Ulchei, so it's Rebbe B'Shus HaRabim. מצלב הולכי יזכנן בשוסרה. ומלאי דוח נחיז ויחזנו בזנובה ויהוה. So he answered him, he avoided his question, he did not ask, and this is Mamash Rashi says these two things, this is Gevaldik so far. Kishkish abiznova ma'ulchei u'ukhture b'shusarabim ma'iloi. Is it ulchei, is it not ulchei? That was the shayla. And he answered him, he did not go into his shayla, he's in the baila b'znova v'yayla. So what you want? You should hold the tail. It's not the part of b'shusarabim. He avoided his shayla and he just told him, we can't have kindness on the baala b'ayimah. You want to hold the tail. We can't expect this from him. So Mamela, so the one who heard the Tereth understood everything what he's telling. That means since you avoided my shailas, I hear everything you're already. Yes, is it ulcha and not ulcha? So you answered me, should you hold the tail? Should you hold the tail? So here you're answering me. So you're saying it could be it's not ulcha, yeah. But you should hold the tail. Want him to hold the tail. He can't expect the Bible to hold the tail. So Memela, that is why he's potter. He can't expect the Bible to hold the tail. So in other words, you're telling me that even though it's lav ulchei, but since we can't demand this from the Bible, so forget about it. You're potter to pay. So he says, I don't understand you. So what do you say? You tell me it's not ulchei, but you want him to hold the tail? You can't do such a thing. So you want him to hold the keren? I mean, what's the chilek, the keren or the tail? The yezenu b'keren v'yela. So he answered him, ochi yash. Keren lav ulchei. Keren is lav ulchei b'chlau. So memele, so the nizik had no inklings that something might happen. So therefore, there's no tanya on the nizik why he brought his behemo, why he walked into the shusharam, because he didn't ever have a meaning that something would happen, that the behemoth will be mazik. He didn't have an inkling whatsoever that this might occur. So Memele, he was justified in bringing his behemoth into the Rishus HaRabim, or walking into the Rishus HaRabim without going in an armored car, because he should think that because the behemoth walking next to him, the behemoth is gonna gore him. So, Labuchet, so Memele, there's no sign on the Nizik. Why did you walk? Why did you bring your behemoth? Why shouldn't I? I had no inkling whatsoever. It'd be Mazik. Ho, Ulchet. But over here, a normal Kishkush is Ulchet. So if normal Kishkush is Ulchet, so you know that behemoths wag their tails. And we can't expect from the Bible to hold it. This is a normal procedure. So who told you to put your kalim in such a mocking that the wagging of the tails could be massacred? You put it there, finished. So you took a risk. So you took a risk. So it broke. So it broke. Don't mourn from him. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to enlighten us with this whole shiloh. But that was it. Maimi boy, like, what was the shayla? He just says, now that kishkish is ulchei. So the mind says, kishkish, you say to the boy, like, nah, we're saying that kishkish, a normal kishkish is ulchei. And since a normal kishkish is ulchei, so Mamela he answered him, so therefore, the Nizik had no right to put his kalim there and say, if you mazik me, you'll have to pay. This is a normal procedure. Behemoth walking the shusarabim, the violin can hold, you know, that's the teva of the behemoth to wag his tail. You can't expect anything different. Make sure your kalim are not in the way of the tail of the behemoth. But he asked them, kishkush yaseira. And that was the tenets. The tenets was that since we can't expect that the tail should not be wagged,
So you had no right to put your kelim there. So what? The shebe shunedik. So what? So, but the hezek is came about on your achayis, not on the achayis of the balabayim. Eh? Now, so the lashon of Rashi later is not the next Rashi. The first Rashi is a moyedik. The third Rashi, ha ulcheyu, v'tel the regali. L'chei lekoyim tere nachlus David, except an under a bowl. It's ulchei, and he should have expected a mighty courage, so he shouldn't have put his tail in there. That's the kibbol, unless that's all the time the longest of regal, because since this occurs, we told you, could be the Lashon of Rashi is not to get ela. Kishki shesei remi boilei, I ulcheyu, iloi that was the shaila. And now, this is how the Nachlus David says pshat in the Sugya. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Boi Rabine. Rabine klar der Scheile. Kishki sho va amoso mao. But if the Behemah was Mekashkes with the Gid, and it was Mazik, mi amrino. Now, the kishkish with the gid, this is not a normal procedure. This is yitzray tokfoy. That's why it's mekashkish with the gid, and that's why it was mazik. Mal, mi amrine, mi di dahave aken. This is similar to ken. Keren, lav yitzrok atokivlo, by keren. The pula is done through the yeter. The yeter is misgaber over the behemoth. In Yechayim, ochinami loishna. It's also the same thing. This kishkish b'amoso is also mikoyach hayeter. The goyin says in Mishlei, There's two types of yetzer. There's a kasoni and a tavoni. That's the lashon of the goyim. A person is also confronted with these two yetzer horrors. There's a yetzer of kas, and there's a yetzer of tiger. And it seems the meiser adam in a behema oyin. A person can say no. A behema can control himself too much over these two yetzer horrors. About Al Kaponim, of it seems that Behema also has these two Yetzer on it. There's a Yetzer that's of Kaf, that's Keren, and there's a Yetzer of Taivet. So the Gemara says, so what are the two Tzodim? So the two Tzodim are, Keren, Lav Yitzchok HaTokif Lo, and your Chaya b'shusarab, ochinami loishno. Oidilme, keren kabanosi lahazik, ko ein kabanosi lahazik. Here it's not kabanosi lahazik, take it. So, the Gemara is very shvel. Now let us understand what's shvel in the Gemara. The Teis Rabbeinu Peretz is the kasha as follows. He says, he doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, let me ask you one question. The Gemara is going in the psychology of a behemoth, the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz asks, let me ask you, Shaila, is it ulchei for the behemoth to do this? Let's go statistically. Is it the shteger of a behemoth to do such a thing, or it's not this thing, is it a normal thing, is it not a normal thing? Let's ask statistics. If it's not normal, this happens once in a month, it's not a normal thing. Is my commas, what is he telling me? Oh, Karen Kavanosi Lahazi, Mabita, what's gave me on that this is not Kavanosi Lahazi? Even the Labuche, Habalei Keren. Tohochi amrinin, tohach ochel chay. We learned in the first Perek that an ari that was toirech a behemah, he had nothing personal against the behemah. It was the only reason he killed the behemah was he was hungry. The behemah is a meal. That's a nothing. You get nothing personal against the behemah. So the Gemara says, Doras v'ochol chay. If he ate it the way he normally eats a behemah, he's potter b'shusar. That changed b'shusarav. Doras v'ochol potter. Toras v'ochol. But if he eats it mishunavik, this is an ari does not first kill the behemah and then start eating it. So if it was Torah v'ochal, this is a mishunadik action. Well, we hear it, kalba da'ochli imri rav revi, a dog that ate up the sheep. He also had nothing against the sheep personally, but he wanted to eat up the sheep. But it's mishunadik. So it's canon. Yechayiv, b'shusara. So it's canon. It's a knas. It's all halachas. Al-koponim, so, I don't understand. Let me ask statistically, is this Ulchei, Kishkesh Ba'amosa, is this Ulchei or not Ulchei? If it's Ulchei, it's Nagel. If it's not Ulchei, so it's Karen. Where do you see that Karen needs Kavanosa Lahazi? Torah, v'ochal, yechayim al tkeren, even though it wasn't kavanos l'lazi. Kal v'dochli m'raravavi, is also not kavanos l'lazi. It's chayim al tkeren. Mishune is tkeren. As if it's the Tais Rabbeinu Peret. And for the Tais Rabbeinu Peret. V'yeshloima, v'loilom, ayri b'ulche. This is normal. This is a normal thing by a behemah kishkish of amosa. It's a normal thing. Umikol moke, even the machmas the yitzro tokfo. But why is it normal? Because yitzro tokfo. Yeshlonu l'damoisoi l'keren muit. L'keren muit. Atkan l'shem. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz said something over here, and I'd like to try to explain what he's saying. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says Kishkisha Ba'amoso is Ulche. A behemah will do every day of the year. It's. But the Gemara Shaila is, but it's since this comes about because of Yitzchak Tokfo. So Mamela, so it's Kevin Wood, so it's Chayim the Shusra. Or maybe not, it's not Kabamel Silas. That means it's, so Mamela, it is Regal. Okay, it's Regal. So that's the Chmir, Pshat, and the text of Rabbeinu Peretz is as follows. And Chidushi Rab Ruben and Simon Beis, he says, learning through Baba Kama, we learned that Keren is Lav Ulchei. So Rav Reuven says, Lav Ulchei has two translations. One translation is, it's not Logil Lasai, so it doesn't do this normally. So Memele, so the Chaskashimo, so he can't be Mechayim, the Bailam, to be responsible for what the Bailam did, since this is not a normal action of the Bailam. That's one Svara of Lach Ulchei. Havale Lasuki Adai. Then he says there's another translation in Ulchei. It's not the nature of the behemoth, not the teva of the behemoth. That means keren is an action that the behemoth does, not al pi tivoi. This is not a natural action of the behemoth. This is not the teva of the behemoth. So that means like this. Regel, normal, behemoth walks, it's mazik. Shane, a behemoth eats, it's mazik. Tosfos, we hear that Tosfos in the end of the first Perek, anochosh is mazik. Anochosh, when anochosh bites a person, he's not biting it because he wants to have a good meal. Leich eitzel anochosh, ma hanoi, the anochosh is at any anoh whatsoever. You know why the anochosh bites? A born mazik. But Taisi says that's regel, that's not kerem, that's regel, it's part of Bishus Haram. That, it's nature. That's the nature of anochosh to bite, that's it. So mamela, if that's its nature, it's expected to do this. That's what an anochosh does. It's his nature. So that's called regel. A behemoth that's mazik with its a natural life and I'll be tivoy. That's regel. That's regel. Keren is yitzrei tokvay. That means the yitzrei got the but that's not his nature. An animal, al pi teva, is not a mazik. It's not a mazik. It can get angry, it can lose his temper, but that's not the nature of a behemoth. That's not the nature of a behemoth. And the Rabbi Lubin says, in afilu keren muid is also not a nature. The Rambam says, Hurgal Bishinuyo. He became Rogel to do Mishunadika things. It doesn't become a nature. It never becomes a nature. So Memela, no, if he's Hurgal Bishinuyo, you have to pay that as a but it's Kevin. It's Mishunah. It's not called, oh, this is the nature of, it's not the nature of the behemoth. It's not the nature of a behemoth to gore and to be mazik. It's not the nature. No, it's hulga b'shenuyim. I see that the yetzer gets the better of him. So memela. So now you have to expect this, but it's not the nature. That's keren. Keren is the taich mishuna afula keren mud is mishuna. That's the octaich of keren. So lechere the gemore. So by keren, that's kavanosi lahazik. We see, even if it does it 10 times, we do not attribute this, that this is the nature of the behemoth. This is not a natural occurrence. That's not a behemoth. It's tokva yitzroi. And when it comes to the yitzer, he loses all the time. But al kaponim, it's not called the nature of the behemoth. Kerem is kavanosei lahazik, and that never becomes the nature of the behemoth. Milui taive, that's the shayla of the Gemara. Milui taive, do we say in Yisod, a behemoth is a polush? Nishkan bal taive, so nishkan, it's a behemoth is a polush. Bal, yitzrei tokvoi. If that's the case, Zirid the Yetzer does it. I mean, it comes out through the Giriya Yetzer. So do I say that this is also Mishunet because the Teva of a behemoth that he's Polish from Taiva also? No, the Yetzer gets a hold of him, so that's called Mishunet. Or maybe no. Zirid, you need the Yetzer to be Ma'oirer this Chotzen. But this is called, this is a behemoth. This is not called, it's not from the it's a behemoth. And that's, so Mamela, I attribute, this is a normal behemoth. This is a normal behemoth. So Mamela, so therefore it's not called Mishunah. Ulche Yitzichir is. That's what the Teisa Bein HaPeret says. But the Shaila is, Does this, you need the Girei HaYetzer to motivate him. But Al Koponim could be that this Pa'ula is considered, this is the Teva of the behemoth.
The Gemara right now. We hear in the Mishnah upon the Goylem, the end of the Mishnah that Yizayin Badalah, upon the Goylem Mo'odim Lalech Kedalkon L'Shadel. That's normal for Talmudel to go and break things while it's walking. Hoya Glil Kosha Baraglo. Let's just dwell on this, on these four words. Hoya Glil Kosha Baraglov. So Rashi says, Glil Kosha Baraglov, Koldovo, Haniksha, Beregel, Atanagil, Kosha Glil, or something attached to the regal of the Tanagil, Istagal, Fidli, a bucket. Mishalem Chatzinezik. So the mission says you pay Chatzinezik, and this is fine. Boy, okay, Omar Abune. Loi shonu elo shenikshah ma'ilo. Omar Abune is going to explain the Mishnah, seemingly. So the Gemara is chazat. Gemara understood Abune is explaining the Mishnah. Loi shonu elo shenikshah ma'ilo. That's what it says in the Mishnah, means that this Leo got attached by itself to the regal of the Talmudel, and the Hezek occurred. But if a person tied this Leo to the regal of the Talmudel, Chai, then he's Chai. He said a very unclear statement. So the Gemara says, Niksha may Elo Manchai. Let's clarify what we're talking about. He said, if the glil got attached by itself, who's chai? Ilayme bal hadlil. If the owner of the glil is chayiv, that means we have two actors in this scenario over here. We have a talmudil, we have an owner of the glil. And scene number one is that the talmudil got attached to this glil, and we'll see what happens to him. Ilayma bala glil. The Baal Delil is Chayiv. We'll see the Gemara understood that what really happened over here was that the Delil, someone tripped over the Delil. The Delil became a bird. And then someone tripped over the Delil and they got committed. So the Gemara says, so what, Niksham Me'elov, it says, he's the loyshan nikshem eilo and nikshem eilo v'chayev chatzinez. So the Gemara says, let's try to understand. Who's man chayev and how much is he chayev? Ilayim a balad lil. If you tell me by nikshem eilo the balad lil is chayev chatzinez. The Mishnah says nikshem eilo v'chayev chatzinez. And the Buddha says koshroi. If koshroi Adam, then Yechayev, and Yechayev as a show. So the Gemara says like this, Ida Atzmani, if the owner of the Dlil put this Dlil in his house, Natan the girl walked into his house without knocking on the door, and got attached to this Dlil, and then walked out, and he's standing over there with this Dlil in the middle of the Shusharam. So someone trips over this little and breaks it, right, and you get committed. He's honest, so the Baal of Ruh is an honest. What do you want from him? So the Baila says, Zikha shouldn't be high. And if he put it in a mocking, you see, Rashi says, he put his will in the Rishus Harab. And then the Talmud girl went and got attached with it. Perhaps he moved a little bit more, but with the will of Chatchila was put into the Rishus Harab, is Poishayo, so he's a Poishayo. Why did the Mishnah say, Nikshem Eilo, Chayiv? Who is Chayiv? She didn't say the Baal Gur of Chayiv, someone of Shem. If Atnei, you should be caught on the ground. If Loi Atnei, you should be Chayiv. Well, Chayiv, Baal Talmud girl, the Baal Talmud girl is Chayiv. So, Maishna Kula Nezim Beloi. So, why isn't the Baal Talmud girl? The Mishnah says Yechayev Chatzinger. We'll say the Mishnah is going on the Baal Talmud girl. So why isn't the Baal Talmud girl Chayev to pay Nezim Shomer? The Pasuk says that I'm only the Mazik of Boyer is only if a person makes the Boyer, so he's responsible for the Hezekis of that the Boyer what about. But if my Shur makes a Boyer, I'm not responsible. So if that's Pshat, Hati Mazik Nami, Ish Boyer, Bolei Shur Boyer, so the Baal HaTalmud Girl should be caught. Because it says Ishbred by Shabashi Kotrahua Am Khatinai. So the Gemara is asking, I don't understand. If the Baal Hadlil is Chayiv, what matters if it's Atnei is Kotra. If it's Loi Atnei, or Shihai Nazib Shalom. If the Baal Hadlil is Chayiv, it was Atnei, so then and he should be put out, Ishbarak by Sherba. Elo Masnissim Bada Adye Aduye. The Mishnah is speaking about that this real got attached and he threw it. It wasn't Mazikal Spread, it was Mazikal Spread. That means the actions of the Talmud girl threw this real, and it was the Kaich of the Talmud on this broken cable. So therefore, that's why the Baal Talmud there was Chayiv al Tzoyle. He hit ma the Avune Baalme. Avune is not going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Avune, we'll see, does not apply, the Halacha of Avune does not apply at all in the Mishnah. Ravun is going Baalme. Dilil Hefke. There was a Hefke that could do it. Come out of Ravun. Nikshema Elo. Pota. There was a Hefke that could do it. And somehow this rule got attached to a Talmud. It was Mazik or Taboya. So Pota, it was Chayi. It's a Hefke that could do it. And the Balas and the town the girls like made it up real, but they have a posted each relationship. Surely Odom Chayim. But what if a person took this after the Kizil and he tied it to a Talmud? And who be Chayim? Mishum my Chayim. It's a very difficult Gemara, but let us first see Rashi. Loishanu, the Chatzi Nezek the Suva. Rabbuna is speaking, the more understood, Rabbuna is going on the Mishnah. Now what it says in the Mishnah, that you pay Chatzi Nezek by Adlil. Elo Shaniksha Me'ilov Adlil Beregel Atam. Then you pay Chatzi Nezek. Avu Kshorei Odo, but if a person ties this Adlil to a Talmud Adlil, Chayev Akrisha Nezek Shalem. Ahavi Boy, this is a boy, Niskal Boy Odom, Chayev the Niskal. So, the Baal Rahune is saying that, that if a person tied a glue to a Talmud girl and someone fell on this glue, so the Baal HaGlil, the one who tied it, is tied in the show. Niksha Me'elov, so by the Mishnah is Niksha Me'elov. So the Gemara asks, so how does Rav Huna understand the Mishnah? Niksha Me'elov, the Masnissan, Man Chayiv V'shlumei Chatzi Nezek. Who's Chayiv Tebei Chatzi Nezek? I Baal HaGlil. If the Baal HaGlil Shaina Talmudil Shalom, the Baal HaGlil is Chayiv, the Mameila, how did this happen? If Niksha Meila, if Asme, if he hit it, the Talmudil surprisingly found it, he got attached to it, he's an honest. If the Loyatne, Peshayahu, the Kulay Nezek Boy Lishlume. Shalay Boy Rehu Shishlichay Lushu Sarah. So Loy Atne, it seems to Rashi, that means that he put it into the Lushu Sarah. And now he got attached to this Talmud girl in the Lushu Sarah. The Talmud girl took it to the next street, to the next avenue. But Al Kaponim, he made a bird Lushu Sarah. Ella Dasne Bebesa, Poiti Ye Talmudo Bebesa. Vachaye Bala Talmudil, Misa Kepota, but the Bala Talmudil is Chaye. Ishbe Bebe Sherbe, Tiyiche Ishbe Ramarachmane, Vatiyiche Sherbe, Vahai Glil, Talmudil, Kolo, this Glil, this Poyo, was created by a Talmudil, not by another, who was a Pnino. Elo masnisen loy metuk me elo ba'adye aduye. She zorak a Talmudil adlil. It threw it. Vishiba bizriko soy keilo. Our mission is speaking about was Niksha Me'ilo. And the Talmud girl did an action which threw the glil at Kaylin. V'shiber v'zrikosei Kaylin. Now the Tzoydeh. Now Rashi says, v'afilu k'shorei odom nari. Afilu, a person, will tie this glil to a Talmud girl, Nami loy mishalom alochatsi nezik bal a Talmud girl. The bal a Talmud girl will pay chatsi nezik. Ba koysher potter, and the koysher is potter. Shloy niskal odom beboyle. So now Rashi says, we will not explain this now at all, Rashi says, Akasham Rashi, but let us just say the words of Rashi. Rashi says that if someone hides a glil to a Talmud girl, and the Talmud girl went and threw this glil, it was the koyach of the Talmud girl that brought about the hezik, so the Baal Talmud girl is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek al Tzoyrei, and the Koysher is Potter. Fine. So Memele, the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that says that you pay Chasimezit is speaking about that the Talmud girl was Adi Adoye, he threw the Dlil, and the Hezek came about through the Dlil. So Memele, in that case, it's irrelevant how the Dlil got attached to the Talmud girl. Through Maisha Odom, by itself, it's irrelevant. The Baal HaTalmudu Peis Chasinezik HaTzayim. That's what Rav Huna said, is Koshrei Odom, he pays Nezik Shomim. El Baal Mit Mavochit HaDulil Efker, Niksha Be'elo. Now Rav Huna is not speaking about the case of the Mishnah that there was Tzayim. Dulil Efker, Niksha Be'elo B'Talmudu. The guy attached to the Talmudu. The Niskal Boy Odom, a person tripped over this Talmud. The Talmud was sitting there, and Lamaise, it left with it a Dlil, which is dark at night, a person walks over this Dlil, and trips him, and it becomes Ginesli. Potter! So the Baal Talmud is Potter. The man Lachai, cool behind. The Lil, Leslie Baila. And the Lil never put up his name in Baila. So, the Baila is good, Machai. Baila Tala Gil Nami, Ishbeel Marachmone, Ulay Sherba. But, Koshrei Odom Chaye Vakresha. But if a person went and tied the Lil to the Tala Gil, Chaye Vakresha, the Kanye Vadgo, Rashi says, Doran Tosantosar, who speak Marehevka the Kidlu, by tying this Dlil to the Talmud Dlil, Yekoyne Vadvo, the Yeshle Lahai Dlil Bailam, if someone will become Genizik to this Dlil, Yishayim of Balabar, Shumai Mechayim, the last bird ma'alyu is not a normal bird. Shreyma hizik b'mokim shekoshtu sham. Sha'atam adol gororoi b'mokim achar. It means the mokim ahezik is not the mokim akshita. But it says, b'rayam is galgul, b'asim ebe perikame b'atad ha'shot.